and you travel in privileged circles. A luxury vehicle like this one costs more than an average house in many cities. But a house is just a place to live. And you can really live it up if you have a car like this. As long as there have been cars, there have been models that go the extra mile when it comes to perks and performance. For many, the car they drive is a measure of their personal success, and you don't get much more successful than a Rolls-Royce. These cars start with a hand-welded aluminum body shell that's rigid yet lightweight. Workers handcraft the components for the lavish interior. This gadget stitches wooden sheets together with glue. The veneers have been cut from the same piece of wood. They match the grain, so each side is a mirror image of the other. The technique is called bookmatching, and the look is seamless luxury. There are 40 or more solid wooden parts in the interior of the Rolls. These ones are for the dashboard. They hand finish each of these parts. They meticulously polish the wood with special paste to enhance the grain. A lacquer job puts a shine on the woodwork. They scrutinize leather for any natural defects and mark them in white. They'll work around those blemishes, so no imperfections will be visible on the interior upholstery. It will take as many as 18 hides to make all the seats, panels, and consoles. They carefully stretch leather pieces onto various components and set the fit with a dryer. Ensuring the sewn leather parts conform to all the curves and crevices on the door panels can be a bit tricky. But these workers, some of them former saddle makers, are expert at the job. They mount the upholstered leather parts to the car interior and secure them tightly with screws. They fit handles and control panels into the tailored slots. Next, they attach switches, wiring, and other controls to the instrument carrier. This framework has been crafted from a single piece of magnesium, so there aren't any squeaky joints. The imposing radiator grille has a purpose besides bringing in cool air. It houses the signature hood mascot and its automated platform. They test the platform to confirm that it rises and retracts. Then they mount it just under an opening at the top of the grille through which the car mascot will be able to rise. They check the spacing around the cover for the opening to make sure there's enough room for things to run smoothly. The mascot is called the Spirit of Ecstasy. With the mascot in proud position, they're ready to assemble the mechanics of the Rolls. So stay tuned.